Dylan and I are in Kilkenny. We've gone back in time. We're unearthing 800 years of Irish history. It's in the medieval Mayo Museum. What do you think of it? Are you scared, Dylan? What do you like best about it?
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Best place because they have little boxes. You can get memories of the past. And Dylan, can you tell us what we saw? Did you see dead people?
Yeah, Jay coming here.
And then did you see gravestones? Did you see a gravestone? Did you see a high cross? Did you see that? Did you see steps going downstairs?
Yeah.
That's where dead people were, you know that. Or underneath your feet right now, dead people. Hundreds of them. We saw remnants, artifacts, little pipes from the carpenters who were maintaining the roof. Look at this, Dylan. All these things you can see. St. Mary's room. You can see the Rose Chapel. You can see the Kilkenny room outside St. Mary's graveyard. This is really amazing. It's a testimony to the wealth of the merchants that were here, to the lost relics that have been uncovered in the city, and the buried secrets that no one's found so far. I recommend everybody visit the Medieval Museum.
Yeah.
Dylan wants to look upstairs because it's more fun. We'll give you a report from there. But so far, we've walked the ground floor of the St. Mary's Medieval Mile Museum. This is the best preserved medieval town in Ireland. You want to say goodbye for now? Do you know how to do that in Irish?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say goodbye in Irish?
Bye now.
That's not even in Irish. Slankafor? Do I say, like, goodbye in Irish?
Goodbye.
We'll have to practice that at Slán.
Slán.
Bye. Have you ever been under a church? I'm under the original chancel at St. Mary's Church in Kilkenny. And where I am would have once been outdoors. I can see a ceiling above me which shows the original footprint where a high altar stood. Back in 1748, workers shortened this place, the chancel, and made the place suitable for Protestant worship. They turfed a bunch of the monuments outside. In those medieval times, powerful families like the Shee family had their private burial chapel right here where I'm standing. You had to be wealthy if you were going to get buried near the altar. Okay, Dylan's with me. He wants to go. I'm looking at Shee tombs. I'm a family Shee. They go five generations between 1499 and 1613. Very exquisite carvings. Stuff was uncovered by archaeologists in 2014 at the Medieval Mayo Museum. Dylan, did you like it here?
Yeah, we want to go.
He wants French fries. Chips. What do you want?
Chips.
Gotta leave the chancel for chips. No chips here, although we have stone chippings underfoot, just like they had in medieval times. Visit the Medieval Museum. Really, you should do that.